We've said it before and we'll say it again. Your home equity line of credit or HELOC can be used for so many purposes. Now that we're in the back to school season, we'll talk to Triangle Mortgage Originator and Making Money Personal podcast contributor Ryan Campbell about how to use a HELOC to help pay for unforeseen college expenses. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it is our pleasure. It is our pleasure. And I hope that your summer is going well.
It's a little rainier than I expected, but managing to still have some fun.
That's awesome. It has been a very unpredictable summer with a lot of rain and sometimes unbearable heat. So right now we're in that pre-fall feel and I love it. So, okay, Ryan, we're going to go ahead and jump right in to talk today about these, you know, how you can use your HELOC for unforeseen college expenses. So as a parent of a college kid, I know that there are going to be these college expenses that come due in a couple of weeks. Can you tell me how a HELOC will help to pay for some of these costs?
Yeah. So obviously there's no argument that college provides an amazing education and life experience, but as many students and parents find out pretty quick, it can also be quite expensive, with unfortunately no signs of that getting any cheaper in the future. So some are lucky enough to obviously get scholarships and grants, but that's not always enough to cover everything. So there can still be some cost gaps. An equity line, it's going to give you just another tool that can be strategically used to help cover these costs. Now, I've been to college and some of those random expenses could be something like maybe you just don't qualify for as much student aid as you thought you would and you need that money. Maybe you were planning on getting a job on campus and either can't find one, or you just realize after starting your classes that they're going to be a little harder than you thought, and maybe you can't work as many hours as you thought. Could be something that's not directly school related. Maybe the student gets an opportunity to do maybe some sort of once in a lifetime internship, but it's off campus and they don't have a car. And now all of a sudden, you know, you need to get them a cheap car quickly so that they can take advantage of this. And then something like I did, I did a exchange program overseas and I was there for a year. And unfortunately that came with a bunch of extra plane tickets and an unfavorable exchange rate. But an equity line is going to give you access to money to help with those costs. And in most cases, an equity line is going to give you longer terms and lower interest rates than other unsecured loan options that you might come across. And another great thing about it is that you can use the money as you need it. So you're not paying interest on money until you need it. So maybe some semesters you need more than others, and this gives you that ability to manage it as needed.
Those are awesome tips and excellent examples, Ryan, of some of the things that, you know, I was thinking about lab fees and some of the books that, you know, that come due that are, you know, $200 or whatever, but I didn't even think of some of those other things that you mentioned. So that's excellent.
And well, that's the thing too, is everyone's situation is going to be so unique, and some loans are very specific and can only be used for certain things. The equity line can be used for anything. They could just call and say that, you know, they need extra money for groceries that month or something. And this gives you that flexibility to use it when and where you need it.
That's awesome. Great point. So we've done some full episodes to explain how a HELOC is, you know, what it is. And we've encouraged listeners to check out those shows in the past. And we're actually going to do that today too. We're just going to, you know, if you don't really know what a HELOC is and want more information, please check out our show notes. And we're going to have those linked to this episode. But Ryan, can you just take a few minutes to explain how I could set up a HELOC if I don't have one yet?
Yeah. So whether you have one already or you're looking to get one set up, I would probably suggest reaching out to someone on our mortgage team. That way we can discuss your goals and make sure that we're getting you started in the right direction. If you've already done your research and you're ready to apply, the easiest way is to go onto our website and get an online application started. That gives us an opportunity to kind of see all your financials, credit, and everything we need. And then from there, we can help guide you in, you know, a couple different directions.
Okay. Awesome. Excellent. Okay. So once I have the HELOC set up, first of all, Ryan, how long does it usually take to set up a HELOC?
So because there's appraisers involved right now, the way the market is, finding appraisers is a little more difficult because of the amount of people who are adding equity lines and refinancing their homes due to the great rates. Mm-hmm. We're telling people right now that to expect around 45 days from your application to the loan funding.
Okay, great. Okay, so now that, and here's our, actually my last question, but now that I have a HELOC set up, what is the process for me to access my funds so I can pay those last minute college expenses that we discussed?
And so this is the great thing. TCU makes it really easy to access the funds. If you have online banking through our portal, it's as easy as just transferring the money from the equity line into your savings or checking account. Now, for most people, I always try to recommend having a checking account because that will give you access to having checks and a debit card, which just gives you more ways to potentially pay for any expense, whether you have to call in a payment over the phone or make it in person.
That's awesome. That is very easy. If anybody, I mean, I use online banking and mobile, like the mobile app all the time. So I'm constantly transferring funds. So that's super easy. It couldn't be any easier.
It's good and bad. Some people like it. Some people get, it's a little, it's could be too easy. So you gotta make sure that you're, you know, thinking it through before you use it. Cause yeah, we do give you easy access, but it's meant to be convenient. And that's the reason you have this, is it's there for emergencies. It's there for that quick use.
Great. That's awesome. Well, that pretty much wraps it up, Brian. Thank you so much for, again, hopping on and spending a little bit of time with us and, you know, just bringing this very valuable information to all of our listeners. We really appreciate it.
I had a great time. Hopefully I'll be back again.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you can guarantee it. You will be back again. Thanks so much again. So this has been Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. If you would like to speak with Ryan or one of our mortgage originators about setting up a home equity line of credit, visit trianglecu.org and select our mortgages page or call our local number at 603-889-2470. Thank you for listening to today's Money Tip. For other tips and episodes, check out the Making Money Personal podcast and be sure to follow us on Facebook. Have a great day, everyone.